To some, the law firm recruiting process may seem more nerve-wracking than, say, arguing in front of the Supreme Court or negotiating a multi-billion dollar deal. Well, many Jones Day lawyers have done each of those things, so we're here today to give you some helpful tips on how to navigate the recruiting process. Welcome to Jones Day Talks Careers. I'm George Barshini, an associate in Jones Day's New York office. Our guest today is Cheryl Reisman, Jones Day's firm-wide chair of recruiting. Cheryl is a graduate of the University of Michigan Law School and is a partner in the firm's New York office, where her practice focuses mainly on business and tort litigation. Cheryl, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Hey, George. It's great to be here.
So it'd be great if you could walk us through the recruiting process at Jones Day. Let's start with the on-campus interview.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know that we go on campus at a number of schools. We actually we go on campus to interview at about 40 schools around the country. And generally, you'll be interviewed by two lawyers from the firm. And that's important to us because we really want people to start getting a sense of who we are. And the best way to do that is really to meet our lawyers. It's important to us to get to know the student, but equally important for the student to understand what we're about. And so generally it's two people, and it won't necessarily be two lawyers from the office that you are interviewing with. Sometimes it will be, sometimes it won't. But we interview as one firm worldwide, meaning we all know the firm, and when you interview with a lawyer at Jones Day, you are interviewing for the firm with a specific office interest, but you are interviewing with the firm no matter which office the interviewer is from.
Right. So what makes a candidate stand out?
There's not one thing that I can point to that really makes a candidate stand out. There are many things.
Right.
There are various things that point to a good fit for us as a law firm. So academic performance, solid and high academic performance, is really just the starting point for us. We are really looking for people that fit within our culture. We have a very specific firm culture, and for us, we want people who are in it for what we are. That is, we want to serve our clients with the highest quality work product. We want to do it in a way that is not, it is not me focused. Our lawyers don't focus on themselves. They focus on the client. It's a we, it's a we approach, not a me approach. And probably most importantly, we look for indicia of leadership. We want people who are going to see opportunity, seek opportunity, and take opportunity. Those who are going to be all in, jump in, that's what we're looking for. And there's not one thing that points to that. It's what people have done, and it's not a specific school or a specific job or any specific buzzwords. It really is the whole picture of the person's presence and where, you know, what they talk about, what drives them, what they've done.
And if you were asked by a candidate, what is the single best thing I can do to prepare for my interview with Jones Day, what would you say?
Oh, that's an easy answer for me. And what amazes me is it's so easy to do, and yet sometimes we see that people haven't done it. The single most important thing is to do research on the firm. Know this firm. Know Jones Day. We do things differently, and you've heard me say that before. We do things differently, and people should know that, and they should know what it is that makes us different. What are the things that sets Jones Day apart from other firms? There's a lot of information on our website. You can email or call our lawyers. Various schools have alumni listings, or you can search on our website for alumni listings.
I get those emails all the time.
And what do you do when you get them?
I respond immediately. Where I find that all the associates and partners here, I mean, people are always responding because we just have, we have so much to say. We do want to share our culture and share what we're doing with whoever's ready to ask.
And, you know, it's funny, George, because people that I interview, the students that I interview, when they've done that, they always remark how surprised they are that lawyers respond and will spend 30 minutes on the phone with them or 45 minutes on the phone with them. And I'm always surprised they're surprised because it's just the way we do things. You know, I think we like what we do. We like the people we do that with. And so, you know, we're happy to share that with whoever wants to hear about it.
Right. Well, you know, what would you encourage students to ask about Jones Day during the interview process specifically?
I'll answer that with 2 points. One is I will tell you what not to ask, and then I will tell you what I think that
equally
as
important.
The most important thing is, let me say, I'm never impressed by students who ask things that are so readily available and obvious from our website.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, when I join the firm, do I have to pick my practice group before I come to the firm?
Right.
Our new lawyers group is a unique program of Jonah Day, and I wouldn't ask about whether you should ask questions about the new lawyers group. That's what you should ask about, but show some knowledge of the firm. Show you know about the new lawyers group and it interests you, and how does that help you? You know, how do I think that helps you down the line in your career, or what types of feedback have you gotten on the new lawyers group program? Or there are various questions you can ask to show that you know about the program, and likewise about other things that distinguish Jones Day. I would say ask about things that show you've done your research, that you know how we're different and why we're different, and then probe.
Great. And how does the summer program work at Jones Day? So what experiences do law students get during a summer at Jones Day?
The goal of our summer program is really to give you a little bit of a feeling for what it's like to be a first year at Jones Day. So in that sense, we encourage summer associates to try different areas of practice. Even if they know what they want to do, we say, great, pursue that, meet people, do that kind of work. But we also encourage people to try different areas of practice that they might not have thought that they were interested in and or don't know anything about. In terms of how does it work, we have summer coordinators in each office, and we have a hiring partner in each office, and they run the summer program. They are there to be resources for you in terms of getting work. They hold kind of a centralized bank of assignments in addition to those that you can reach out and get by meeting people yourself. So it's a very organized program and a very formal program. There are also many organic parts of the program, and we encourage the summer associates to take advantage of that the same way we do our first-year associates.
Cheryl, what are some highlights of the summer program?
Well, we have 18 U.S. offices, and each office runs their own summer program. And so each has unique events and presentations and programs that are probably individual highlights in their program. But I think across the board, the highlight for our summer associates in the U.S. is their 2 days that they spend in Washington, D.C. About midway through the summer, we bring all of our domestic summer associates from our 18 offices to Washington, D.C. for 2 days to meet one another, to meet leaders of our firm. And that's important to us because for those, and that's obviously the very, very large majority of those who join us for permanent positions as associates, that's the beginning of their network. We want people to know each other. We want people to know associates from offices other than their own. So the Academy, the Summer Associate Academy, is really the beginning of that, knowing the firm, knowing its history, knowing its culture, meeting its leaders, and meeting your colleagues from across the United States.
In your view, what does it take to be a successful summer associate at Jones Day?
I would say the same thing it takes to be a successful associate. That is, be committed, be all in, raise your hand, take every opportunity. That's both for client work and meeting people.
Right.
Our social events are not just, they are to enjoy yourself and certainly to kick back. It's to really get to know those people that you're working with. So I'd say just be all in for everything.
Great. So just as a final question as we wrap up here, some law students and the folks listening in who are going through the process may be considering opportunities at different firms. What advice would you give them?
Two things, I think, really. One is internal and one is external. One is you've got to do a bit of soul searching. You've got to figure out what's important to you, what you are really after in your law firm career, what you're looking to get from the law firm that you join. And that's really a personal question. And the other thing is you need to probe the law firms that you're interviewing with to really figure out what's behind the words that you see on a page, the words that appear on a website. It's easy to say, and I think most law firms do say on their websites, they're team-oriented, they're collaborative, they're collegial. I always recommend to students, practice being a lawyer. Ask the why. Ask the how. Probe. Don't just take that at face value. They say they're team-oriented, so they are. Or they say they do X, and so they are. Ask the tough questions. Ask what the firm does to incentivize that. Ask what the firm does to maintain that culture. and ask how associates are impacted by it and what they see in their daily life. Ask those tough questions. I can tell you at Jones Day, we don't only say it. We don't only say we're collegial and collaborative and supportive and work as a team across the globe. We really do. And we don't mean it just as one team of four people. We mean a team of 2,500 taking on an issue. And I can easily rattle off the five things about our firm that incentivize that, that ensure that we maintain that culture, that we serve our clients with the best lawyers and the best work we can. We have a compensation structure that incentivizes that. We have a management structure that incentivizes that. We aren't siloed. We don't work by office, by practice, by industry. Everything is geared towards and incentivizes working together to deliver the best work product with the best client service and to develop the rule of law around the world and to serve our communities. And we are all unified by those same sets of principles and values. And so for us, easy for me to answer that why and the how,
yeah,
to answer those probing questions. And I would really recommend that students figure out what they're looking for and then ask those questions.
Cheryl, thanks so much again for speaking with us today. Where can listeners go for more information about careers at Jones Day?
The best place to start is probably www.jonesdaycareers.com or our general website, jonesday.com. Or as I said, you can, as we talked about, you can email or phone one of our lawyers and get more information that way as well.
Great. This has been Jones Day Talks Careers. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for another program soon.
Thank you for listening to Jones Day Talks. Comments heard on Jones Day Talks should not be construed as legal advice regarding any specific facts or circumstances. The opinions expressed on Jones Day Talks are those of the attorneys appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect those of the firm. For more information, please visit www.jonesday.com.